What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host Shane, and today's episode will be about Phineas, who was a seer in ancient Greece. This is the first episode of 2022, and I wish you all a happy new year. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. The character of Phineas is very complex, and to start with, historians couldn't even settle on who his father was. Some say he was the son of a king named Aegenor. Some say he was the grandson of Aegenor, and others say he was a son of Poseidon. Anyways, Phineas would eventually become the king of Thrace, which was a land north of Thessaly in Greece. When Phineas was a king, Apollo, who was the god of prophecies and oracles, taught Phineas the art of prophecy and predicting the future. This made Phineas a seer as well as a king, which was an obvious advantage. Despite the gift from Apollo, Phineas used his abilities unwisely, and he revealed mankind's future in a very clear and precise prophecy. This was not allowed by seers, as they were expected by the gods to be vague, since the future were secrets of the gods. Anyways, Zeus got mad and blinded Phineas and sent harpies to torture the king. We talked about harpies in the last episode, but if you haven't listened to that one, harpies were basically birds with a human female face which performed a variety of tasks. Usually the torture of the harpies were dull and simplistic, and they carried on the tasks to more evil creatures, but this time their torture method was actually pretty amusing. Every time Phineas was going to eat, the harpies would swoop down and eat all the food. I know this is pretty cruel but funny. Anyways, Phineas was finally freed from his punishment by the Argonauts, and the old seer helped them in their voyage. If you haven't listened to the episodes on the Argonauts' journey to retrieve the Golden Fleece, please go check that out. Phineas also guided them in how to overcome some obstacles along the way, so he really was an essential part to their quest. That's enough for today. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next episodes on Greek city-states and regions, which will give you all a deeper understanding of ancient Greece.